You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
The B in B Corp signals benefit for all. In T, that means an inclusive, equitable, and regenerative economic system for everyone and the planet. There are fewer than 9,000 B Corps globally. Annabelle Calmer says, quote, incorporating the B Corp stakeholder consideration into our articles of corporation for the UK and Canada ensures that our environmental, social, and governance commitments are firmly embedded in the corporate structure. The goal is to be a tea brand for sustainable, transparent, award-winning tea. Tea Rebellion co-brands with farms and does not blend or flavor tea. Quote, we remain firmly wedded to our original Tea Rebellion DNA, says Annabelle, who has a master's in economics specializing in micro and rural finance. She previously worked for the World Bank and the OECD. She returned to academia to study agriculture, focusing on environment and gender. Her field work included studying female banana growers in El Salvador and coffee farmers in the Dominican Republic. To drive impact, I choose to work with tea farmers with a clear goal of sustainability and impact in their community, she said, several of which are female-run or committed to the empowerment and well-being of women. Annabelle, it's a pleasure to have you join us on the T-Biz podcast this week. Tea Rebellion is a fine example of a successful, purpose-driven tea company.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure to be here and have this chat with you, Dan.
The Deloitte survey I described in the introduction reveals that companies that, quote, walk the walk and, quote, gain an advantage by closing the perception gap and validating claims. Those who, quote, talk the talk, often do not practice what they preach. There are 334 million corporations globally, but only 5,500 B Corps were registered 2 years ago when Tea Rebellion was first certified. As of February, there were 8,254 active B Corps in 162 industries. But that's still only about 0.2% of the globe's corporations. Let's start there. What were you thinking when you set out to qualify a B Corp? And has that worked out?
So the B Corp certification happened in the summer of 2022. By then, we had already been operating for several years, and sustainability impact through tea had always been at the core. I launched the company in order to affect change in trading patterns in tea and get more value staying with the tea farms and the tea cooperatives. The reason that I chose to do the B Corp certification is because I liked how it was certifying the company versus the product. So I like that it's an ESG holistic certification, environmental, social, governance. At its core, it has an impact assessment of many, many questions. I forgot the number of questions. I think like 86 or something like that.
Yeah.
Even if you decide not to get certified, going through that questionnaire is super, super valuable because you learn so much. You learn so much about the areas of the business where you could become more sustainable that you haven't even thought about. You know, like it is really a a very thorough, holistic assessment. And I really appreciated that. So I'm a sustainability strategist. That's what I did for 15 years of my life. It confirmed a lot of things. We're doing the right things. And then it taught me some things that I wasn't yet doing that I could be doing, right? And that was great. I decided to pursue further and actually do the certification because some of the wholesale partners that we were approaching, educational institutions, offices, have a screening mechanism that has basically questions what kind of certifications you have. And right. that's an entry criteria. Are you a B Corp or not? Not all of them have that, but the kind that we want to be trading with has. And so I think it's a certification that is less targeted at consumers, so many of them don't fully understand it yet because it's a bit more complicated. And the consumer type certifications are more fair trade and organic. But I think we should talk about certifications in general because it is a really interesting topic. The B Corp is something that companies, if you want to trade with companies, B2B, appreciate and understand.
The Chinese blended tea to enhance its complexity. Wasn't until the end of the Zhu dynasty in 256 BCE that people began boiling tea without other ingredients. The Japanese blend tea from many farms, balancing desirable features to maintain consistency. In the West, tea blending dates to the 17th century, when importers in the Netherlands were confronted with travel-worn arrivals displaying significant variations in aroma, color, and taste. Purists embraced seasonal variations of single origin. That's how you see it, right?
We don't blend the flavor, the product, because we see it as an end product. Basically, we trade in finished products. It's just like a wine merchant would. If you want to make sure we trade with the same tea partners year in, year out for a long-term benefit, right? So in a way, we'll see. I've noticed that actually from some of my farms that even though I'm sourcing the tea that's named the same, harvested at the same time, there's so much variability, but that's actually what makes it quite exciting because you can then say, well, from that year, this is similar to that year. It's different to last year's, you know, like that. And I think consumers like that too. You know, in many ways, that's educating tea consumers towards appreciating that variability and consumers particularly.
So let's talk about sourcing. An artisanal tea representative of a region must still meet specific tea rebellion standards, right?
Yes, that's correct. It's important for us that the farms have identified themselves as sustainable, are transparent, and that they're really interested in that long-term partnership with us. Do I require them to be organic certified or rainforest or oats certified? No. I do require them to have a sustainable, ideally completely agrochemicals-free product, though. So, I mean, I think this is an interesting question. And I think I quite grappled with this being, you know, an agricultural person. My background's in agriculture. That's what I trained with. When I launched this company, I thought, what level of certification do I want? And do I make organic certification, for example, an entry criteria? But that, what it means is that some farmers you can never trade with. Some cooperatives you can't trade with. And if they have excellent tea and they're an amazing cooperative that I would want to be trading with just because they don't bother with the certification, that would be a real shame. So basically, I have a bit of a mix. I have half of my farms are organic certified. Some of them are additionally fair trade and Rainforest Alliance certified. And there's one farm, for example, who doesn't do any of that, but have a very pure product from Taiwan, for example. Yeah, it's a kind of a varied answer, not a hard answer. I need to know the farm.
Tea Rebellion describes a purpose-driven mission. Will you articulate your vision?
I think the purpose, the mission, and the vision is to create a fair and untainted tea trade, you know, like to raise the bar for tea, to create that movement for change. And we want to do that through changing the way tea is traded, marketed, and consumed, and to provide tea lovers, ultimately the purpose, to provide tea lovers who care about fair trade, etc., with award-winning, really good tea. And that is a little bit outside of the certification conundrum, as it were. And the certification only comes in because it's a requirement for doing business and it makes the data gathering easier. So, for example, if I'm trading with Satemoa, which are a great partner in Malawi, as you know them well. They have various levels of certification, rainforest, the fair trades a while ago, and now they're looking at organic. And the fact that they have that, for example, was easier than in the B Corp certification process. I could provide those certificates, and therefore that process was shortened. The selection of Satemba as a farm was less linked to them having all this certification, but the fact that they have such a strong purpose locally and commitment to sustainability and the trust I have in the trading partners that I've met. So in a way, this isn't probably overlapping, but it isn't one-to-one. You know, it's additional things that I have to do as a business to trade effectively, not necessarily my core purpose, which is much more about affecting change and transformation in the tea industry.
Why do you characterize your brand as rebellious?
Quite often I get that question at tea events, you know, like the one we just recently met. That's very clever from a branding perspective, but what's behind it?
What's revolutionary? Well, actually, yeah.
Right. What's revolutionary? What's your rebellion? And my rebellion really is that the farmer is not seen in tea trade. Because of the blending and the flavoring, we've taken the identity of the maker out of the system, as it were. And that kind of connects with, you know, I used to be someone who did a lot of research. I looked at banana trade in St. Lucia at some point when I was 20. And there were such rich stories of these banana farmers. But by the time the product had reached the shelf in the UK, no one knew these stories. That was still the case when I launched Tea Rebellion. And maybe it's we're evolving towards more of that with more single origin, single farm happening. But really, most of the tea trade, 95% of it, is still like that. Their tea goes into a blending, a flavoring product, and their tea lover still doesn't know where the product comes from because usually it's a blend, and a blend doesn't have an origin as such and not a maker, right? So I wanted to rebel against the status quo in tea, the lack of transparency in tea, and give representation to the tea farmer. And the reason it's called Tea Rebellion is because of the incident in Boston where tea was thrown in the harbor in 1773, which was also a rebellion against lack of representation. So that's a little bit of a historic artifact, as it were. So we are calling for rebellion in today's world of tea by getting the tea farmer representation in the tea trade and the marketing. And so we co-brand on all our retail pouches with the farm. So it has the farmer name, the farm name and the farmer's identity on it. And that is very, very different. And it is a risk operationally because, of course, we're giving away our sources, but it's something we strongly believe in. In order to affect change, we need to credit the maker of the product, which is what, you know, the wine industry has done for a long, long time.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.